All right, so
heard.
We are here at the Masters.
We are courtside,
getting ready for golfing
at the Gentleman Jack Masters.
I don't think that's...
That's not the title sponsor.
No? They haven't done that yet?
No,
the
no,
Masters hadn't given in?
No, we're the Gentleman Jack
Hardline.
Hardline.
Huh. I don't know, man. I'm thinking that maybe they'll succumb to booze.
Like we all do.
You're right. Would that be the last sponsor that the Masters would ever take on?
Is booze?
Like, as a title sponsor, like, you know, the Gentleman Jack Masters.
Would that make more sense, or like Colt 45?
I think that they would probably, if they were going to do it, they would go top shelf, maybe, with Gentleman Jack.
Well, I mean, Hennessy makes a fine top shelf liquor.
I guess it does. It does. Well, anyway.
Let's focus on Gentleman Jack.
I agree.
We are here for the we are here, and it's the 30-year anniversary of Jack Nicklaus's historic sixth Masters, his final major, his 18th. It's the golf tournament that got me into golf. It's kind of like when Tiger won in 97, where so many people point to that moment and say that's the reason that they got into golf. The Jack Masters is the reason that I started getting into golf and loving golf. When, at the age of 46, he won his final green jacket. Now, were you watching that at all? Did that register to you at all in 86?
Yeah, it did register. I knew that he had done that. I knew what he had done, but I didn't watch.
You didn't watch?
No.
Do you remember when you did watch your first Masters? Was it in the 90s when you started working here? Was it Tiger's win? Was it?
I think that when I first started to recognize the gravitas of the Masters would have been then, yeah.
And then you didn't really have any idea how big it was. Well, you just weren't into golf at
no,
all.
No,
just
no.
I
would watch it every now and then, but I really didn't get the structure of the game. I didn't get the four majors and everything.
Yeah.
You know, I would watch it every now and then, and I knew who the big names at a given time, the guys who won a lot were, you know. And I would also know a handful of the spares at any given time. But as far as really getting into it, no.
Man, seeing that guy 30 years ago this week shoot a 30 on the back nine to win, shoot 6-under on the back nine to pass, I mean, a bevy of people. You know, Seve and Greg Norman and all these huge names at the time, that here is old man Jack, what everybody thought was an old man back at the time, fly past these guys making putt after putt and just sticking shots left and right, making an eagle on 13. I think he went, you know, he was 6-under on that side, and the birdies were all just so legendary. I can picture everyone in my mind on that back nine. I know exactly where he hit his tee shot, where those second shots went, the flip of the putter up, the way that he approached the cup as the ball was rolling in, all of that. 16, the par three, when he hit the ball, and his son, his caddy, goes, "I hope that's right. I hope that's good." And Jack just walks away from it and goes, "Oh, it is." And it lands about four feet away from the cup. I mean, it was just one of those moments that probably in my lifetime won't be topped in golf. It is the top moment for me. And to be here on that 30th anniversary, and matter of fact, the first time that I came here in 2000, I walked in the gates, and I walked up to number 5, I believe. I think that's where the gate was at the time. And I walk up to the green, and I see this ball rolling up on the green, and it kind of goes down toward the pin, and I'm just kind of looking at it rolling around and noticing the undulation of the green. And then I kind of look down the fairway, and I see this guy walking up, and it's Jack Nicklaus. And I'm like, oh, my God. The first shot I ever saw at this golf course was Jack Nicklaus's shot. It was awesome.
No, I do remember.
What was he doing, practicing?
Yeah, it was a practice round.
I do remember this. The Monday after that, on the morning zoo, I spent a little time talking about
Were LaBelle and Rhody really into golf?
No. They weren't.
They were in vegetables and pot.
Yes. Yeah. One of the few times LaBella ever said anything about what I did was after that. He said, "You really think it's a good idea to be talking about golf that much?"
Really?
Yeah.
Was that on the air or off the air?
Oh, that was That was off the air.
Okay, okay. Yeah, it looked, man. Because
we were having problems.
Oh, yeah, well. It's a magical place. The roars are magical. The back nine roars are legendary back here. And everything about it. You'll see tomorrow just how special it is when we walk in there very early tomorrow morning. Hopefully we avoid the rain a little bit. But it's supposed to clear up by
9.
Yeah, it's supposed to be done at 9. And it just depends on how hard it actually does rain.
They may delay it a little bit, possibly.
I mean, it depends.
I'm sure this thing is designed to drain really well.
They've spent a few bucks
yeah.
to ensure that, yes, it drains better than your bathtub does.
They're talking about big wind tomorrow, too, right?
Very big wind.
That's a given, right? The big wind tomorrow?
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's on its way, and it's going to be here for 3 days, so it'll change things up. But let's focus on more you.
Yeah.
While we're
Mike.
Here.
Mike.
This is the time to talk about golf,
not me. I agree it is, and this is golf-related. And by the way, if you want me to pick my winner is Ricky Fowler. That's who I'm picking, and I'm sticking to it. But you arrived today, and we all got on the plane together in our jeans and our shirts, and you were wearing a fleece. And
yes.
we got off the plane, and it was time to show up here to Augusta, to the Championship Club. And we were planning on going and checking out the par 3 contest, but it turned out we couldn't do it, and so... But we all went in there and changed to get ready for our Masters experience.
And boy, you guys took forever.
Well, you could see Mike had a lot to get into. He had his outfit to prepare for.
What the hell is going on in that bathroom?
Yeah, I heard him yelling. I thought he was yelling at me.
I didn't realize that you were in there. Mainly yelling at him because he was the first one in there.
So
we'll find out later why he was in there so long.
I had a lot of diarrhea.
Because he can't walk in the front door of some place and not within 3 minutes have to doo-doo.
Crap.
I mean, we haven't even met anybody here. We don't know anything. And he goes straight to the bathroom and has to christen it with his bottom.
Bottom. He will eat anything. He will sleep anywhere. And he will poop anywhere.
He's a dog.
He is a dog.
He's Corby the dog.
So Mike walks out of the bathroom wearing this.
He looks very comfortable.
Where
oh, Mike.
He now is dressed. You look like a guy that is down in Boca Raton that may be undercover working for the FBI, like walking down the beach.
Or you're on the run from the FBI, like maybe something Whitey Bulger would wear while out on a pier.
Yeah.
The only thing you're missing is the metal detector.
It is. You desperately need a metal detector.
Great.
Now.
We'll pick one up tonight.
Go ahead and explain the ensemble that you graced
us
with.
I don't know how to explain it. I'm trying to get into compliance.
Did you pick this outfit up at Forever 61?
I don't have to pick it up at Forever 61. I own Forever 61.
Forever 61.
Right?
What are these shorts?
They're kind of plaid.
Well, first of all, you've seen them before.
I don't remember those.
I don't either.
I had them last year.
I don't remember these.
I wore them several times, and nobody ever said anything about them.
Maybe it's just the fact that it's combined with the shirt.
Yeah.
Now, Mike asked me, he goes, hey, can I get away with wearing a button-down? I'm like, yeah, like a bowling shirt, because that's the only collared shirt you have, right?
Right.
You don't own any? Even though, how many collared shirts have we been given over the years?
Tons.
Like 1,000?
I always forget about them, man.
Yeah.
Or I give them away. Because I know I'll never wear them until I need to wear them, which
right.
is like once a year.
Yeah.
Well, look, I'd planned on getting through the rest of my time on this planet without ever actually needing one.
And then the Masters crept up on you.
I know.
And you decided not to shop and go buy one for like $11 at the Gap.
Right.
And so you broke out the baby blue bowling shirt that has... cocktail glasses on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mixing tumblers on
yes.
them.
Yes.
Yes.
All over them.
turned
up.
Might
have a few other.
Look at that. Look at the shirt you're wearing.
Might have a few other things, too.
It looks like something Draper would wear on the weekend.
Yeah.
At home.
That's right. That's right.
You know?
And then to accompany that, he's wearing a fleece that you would wear in Colorado in the snow.
Yeah.
So yeah. You have shorts.
Mm-hmm.
That
awful black plaid shorts. Oh, by the way, a pair of New Balance sneakers from 1978.
Yep.
What year are those from?
What year is this?
Probably sometime in the aughts, I'm thinking.
Gray socks that are just kind of crept
yep.
up over the ankles.
They're the one. Here, I'll show it to you, madam.
No Velcro.
No Velcro. But these are the socks that I normally wear anyway. I put them on today. Didn't change.
I mean, you don't have any. Don't look
no,
me.
No.
Don't
you
look
don't
me.
No, you look. You look.
You don't have like
listen
a shell
listen,
or anything?
No,
you have
I don't.
To wear your parka?
I don't. Listen to me. I'm trying to get into compliance.
You failed.
Master. No, I didn't.
Look, he.
Listen to me.
I'm in total compliance.
You can go down the checklist of things that he was told to wear and or not to wear, and he is in full compliance.
He is. He was not allowed to wear river shoes.
There are no river shoes. There is a nice collared shirt.
Yes.
And he's warm with his fleece.
But
it
looks like something that my kid would pick out of his closet.
Oh, Mommy definitely let Mikey dress himself this
morning. Yeah, there's
that's
no
right.
doubt.
The
only thing missing is the colander on your head.
And the snowshoes.
Yes.
I support you. I think you're doing great.
Thank you.
Yes.
It is borderline.
It's a real joy to be around you.
I don't even understand why we're burning a segment on this. This is a non-story.
It is borderline homeless is what it is.
No, it's not homeless.
There are homeless people that dress better than this.
It is not.
He looks like a cool older dude. He looks like a cool older dude that you don't want to mess with on the beach.
So then we're walking up toward.
Yeah. Think Whitey Bulger.
We're walking up to Augusta National, and there is like these bins or bays where all these golf outfitters are, and they'll analyze your swing, and they're calling people up like, hey, let us analyze your swing. And so Mike's like, should I get my swing analyzed? I was like, yes, go. Go get your swing analyzed for sure. And as you walk up there, I feel that they thought that this was some sort of make-a-wish thing. That we were letting the man that we took out of the home just minutes earlier not only get to go to the Masters, but to put on golf equipment to let us to and videotape him as he gets his swing analyzed.
And they're going to analyze his swing.
Oh, he's going to get an email.
Yes.
Back
I am.
From TaylorMade
I am.
With his swing analyzed.
You know, I figured they'd give me a couple more swings, though.
They gave you one
swing. Yes, they gave
swing
me one. They strapped me in. They gave me one swing and said, okay. We'll send you an email.
Yes.
And you got free golf balls.
Yeah, I did.
And I think that what's going to happen is because you hit your one shot rather fat.
Yeah.
Which you turned to me and asked what that meant.
It was not a good. I did a lot better at Top Golf the other night.
Yeah, you didn't stripe it. There's no doubt about it. You did not stripe the ball. But I feel that they're going to look at that swing, TaylorMade, and have to just shut down the company because there is no way to help him. There is no analyzing
yeah,
that swing.
I figure the email will just say, holy F.
It just says, quit. Analyze point number one, quit.
Guarantee you they've seen a lot worse
than that.
Oh,
yeah, they have. There's no doubt they have. And then we're walking up there toward the gates, and I hear Mike go, is that Too Tall Jones? And I turn around, and there's this big old dude walking behind us. And Mike goes, and no one's saying anything to him. The guy
he's all by himself.
All by himself, and Mike.
He's all by himself, and frankly, he looked pretty beaten down.
Yeah, he did.
And Mike, he gets about 10 feet behind us, and Mike's looking at him, and I'm looking at the back of him, and it's 6'9 black dude, so it clearly could have been older guy. And Mike goes, Ed! And he kind of turns around, and we're like, Too Tall Jones,
He was glad to be recognized. He turned around and gave us a wave and smiled and everything.
Ed Too Tall Jones at the Masters.
Yeah, I didn't want to say too tall.
I saw him play basketball against the Abilene Police Department in like 1979.
Did he do quite well?
He did really well, and he shook my hand, and it was like a planet wrapped around my hand. It was so big.
Yeah.
Yes. It was awesome. I love Too Tall Jones.
Boy, I do too. It was great to see him. He looks like he's doing well. That's good.
All right, Killer. People want to see a picture of Mike's outfit.
Yeah, can you DFW ticket?
Yeah, DFW ticket.
I already tweeted out.
Oh, you did? Okay.
So people pay attention.
Okay, yes, it's out there. If you want to see a picture of Mike's outfit.
On DFW ticket?
Okay. Yeah, it's on DFW ticket. I'll retweet it. But
I tagged you both in it.
Everybody.
Never got it. There it is.
No, that was good, Killer.
There he is.
That's a great photo.
It is.
Let's see.
There he is.
So yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Pretty Paulie Walnuts.
So awesome. That is your master's outfit, damn
yes.
it.
Yes. Yes.
Your master's
right.
outfit.
It is. And you know what? I like it.
Good.
Now, did you bring another one for tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got another shirt for tomorrow.
Is it another bowling shirt?
Yeah.
Is it the black and white one?
No. No, it's black, but not the one you're thinking of.
Okay. All right, because I have my old-timey favorites. You don't wear those anymore. Those never make an appearance.
Nah. We go with T-shirts these days just because we can.
All right, we got to go.
All right.
Wrap it up.
God.
I was mad. Oh,
hardcore.
We're getting requests for P1 Domo to make this look like one of those silver alert pictures.
Don't do that to him.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Like, that's the worst thing P1 Domo's done to Mike.
That's oh, God, that's true.
Yes.
I've seen his X-rated ones.
I would love to have the ability to make you sore.